It's the end of the night. You've had a glass or two of wine. Your significant other has had a glass, maybe a glass and a half. And it looks like there's another glass or two still in the bottle. But again, it's the end of the night. What do you do with that extra wine? Certainly you don't pour it down the drain. But do you finish it just because you think you should? Or do something else? That's what we'll talk about today. This is the Inside Wine Podcast. I'm Joe Janisch, a certified specialist of wine and wine industry professional since 1996, giving you insider tips to make the right wine decisions. Today, listener, let's talk about storing leftover wine. Wait, you didn't finish the bottle? Don't panic. It's certainly not the most urgent of wine emergencies. And certainly, there's no shame. I believe that wine is food, rather than something to get buzzed on. Otherwise, just drink vodka or bourbon. You know what they say.
Wine is fine, but liquor is quicker.
And hey, if that's where you want to go, you'll probably want to listen to another podcast. In any case, having wine at the table as part of a meal may mean you don't finish the bottle every time. Maybe you're the husband of a pregnant wife. Congratulations, by the way. Or maybe you're the partner of someone who simply doesn't drink. Or maybe you're just eating by yourself. Again, no shame in drinking only part of the bottle. But what do you do with what's left over? Trust me, you can save it for another day and drink it. And it'll taste really good. There are plenty of things you can do to keep it fresh other than just leaving it out on the counter. First off, how to keep a wine fresh depends on what type of wine it is. Not the color, not where it's from, but the type. You'll use the exact same methods of keeping leftover wine fresh regardless of whether it's red, white, pink, orange, blue, green, rainbow. However, there are slightly different considerations for sparkling, fortified, and what we just call dry, still, or regular wine. Let's talk about sparkling wines first, because those are the simplest. You get a stopper specifically made for sparkling wine, put it on top of the bottle, stick it back in the fridge, drink it the next day. After that, it's cooking wine. There are at least two types of sparkling wine stoppers. One screws right over the top, just like a screw cap almost, and the other one has a hinge and a clamp that kind of hugs the neck of the bottle. Check the show notes for images of both types. And even if you plan to finish a bottle of champagne or sparkling wine, and it's pretty hard not to finish a bottle of bubbly, I do recommend that you get one of these gadgets anyway, because they're really great for preserving the effervescence in between glasses. In other words, they're really good at keeping the bubbles in the bottle. The next type of wine are fortified wines and dessert wines. Now, by fortified, I'm talking about port, 20 port, fine port, aged port. We're talking about sherry, Madeira, Marsala. These wines have a high alcohol and sugar content that keep them fairly well preserved. So they're actually even simpler than sparkling wines. They don't need one of those fancy gadgets to put over the top. You can just take the same original cork or screw cap, put it right back on the bottle, stick it in the fridge, and enjoy it over the next several weeks. Yes, weeks. And actually, fortified wines don't even necessarily need to go into the fridge. I keep previously opened bottles of Taylor Fladgate 10-year-old Tawny Port on a shelf right next to my Amaro Lucano and my Buffalo Trace Bourbon. I leave them all right there on the shelf at room temperature, and the Taylor Fladgate 10-year Tawny tastes just fine for weeks, even a few months. It's not quite as delicious as when I first opened it, but it still is pretty good. It holds up pretty well over time. Please, don't tell Adrian Bridge it takes me more than a month to finish a bottle of 10-year-old Tawny. Now, what about the regular wines? In other words, the still, dry wines that are less than 18% alcohol. If you listened to episode 4 of Inside Wine Podcast, and I know you did, we talked about how to store wine for a few days or decades. And we discussed the main elements that affected wine. Air, humidity, temperature, light, vibration, and odors. Now, odors aren't a big deal when storing wine that's never been opened, but should be considered after the wine has been opened and is being stashed next to a bag of onions in the back of the fridge. So we want a way to protect the wine while considering those elements. If you're a wine geek, you may be aware of or maybe even own a special kit or gadget that preserves wine, something like a vacuvin or a full-blown preservation system that includes nitrogen cartridges. I'm assuming you don't have one of these and not in the market for one. Maybe you don't have the ducats, maybe you don't have the room for another gadget in your tiny city apartment, or you just don't care enough for that effort and expense. Can you see me raising my hand right now? So instead, we're just going to rely on what you have already around the house. So again, considering those elements, air, humidity, temperature, light, vibration, odors. So let's start with finding an ideal container that minimizes the amount of air and is free from odors or flavors that could interfere with the flavor of the wine. So in other words, glass is great. Stainless steel is great. Plastic, maybe not so great. Ceramic, Probably here we're going to focus on glass. Now, this is where I bring the insider secret that I call the half bottle trick. First, you need a half bottle, ideally a screw cap half bottle. Now hold on, before you try to break that bottle in half, there is something that we call a half bottle here in the industry. It is a wine bottle that is 375 milliliters, which is one half of 750 milliliters. See how quick I am at math? The 750 milliliter is the standard size wine bottle that you see all around the wine shop. That's like the regular size, 750. So what you want to find is a 375, and if you go to the store owner and say, hey, I'm looking for half bottles, there's a good chance that he or she will point you to a special area where the half bottles are kept, or they might be kept right with the other wine bottles, but generally they're in a different section because they can be put on a shorter shelf. But in any case, try to find some wine that you like in that half bottle size, and ideally with a screw cap, because the screw cap makes things a lot easier. Now, I know of at least three really delicious wines that come in half bottles with screw caps. And full disclosure here, they are from my employer's portfolio. One of them is St. Francis Chardonnay from Sonoma. The other is St. Francis Cabernet Sauvignon, also from Sonoma, California. And there's also Michele Chiarlo Nivoli, which is a delicious dessert wine from Italy. There are links in the show notes to all three of these bottles, but again, you don't have to get these. You can get any wine that you like that just happens to come in a half bottle and ideally with a screw cap. Buy one of these wines, enjoy it, and you probably should be able to finish a half bottle even by yourself, certainly if you share with someone else. And when you finish that bottle, clean it out with really hot water. Maybe you put in a spoonful of washing soda or baking soda, shake it up and rinse it out really well and let it dry out. Again, use washing soda or baking soda. Don't use dish detergent or any kind of soap because that soap could leave a residue that may stay in the bottle and affect the taste or the smell of the wine. So you wash that bottle, let it dry thoroughly, and keep it when you have that leftover wine emergency. And when you have that leftover wine emergency, you want to fill the bottle all the way to the top, screw the cap back on, and put it in the fridge. And yes, even if it's a red wine, you want to put it in the fridge. Red, white, pink, orange, brown, whatever color the wine is, you will want to put it in the fridge. Putting it in the refrigerator keeps it at a very cool and constant temperature. These are two keys to keeping things fresh, wine, food, just about anything. And it keeps the wine in the dark, so light can't affect it. Now, of course, I'm assuming that you have one of those nifty modern refrigerators that has a tiny elf who turns off the light after you close the door. This will keep the wine relatively fresh for at least a few days longer than if you left it out on the counter. Now, it won't keep the wine preserved for weeks, but certainly for a few days. I would say up to 5 or 6 days. Now, if you don't have the screw cap half bottle, you can use a corked half bottle with the same principle. Just fill the wine to the top as close to the top as possible and stick the cork in as tight as you can. It has to be a really tight seal so no air gets in. The aromas from that head of garlic don't get in. You know, this is why I really like the screw cap because it makes it really easy, but you can do it with a cork as well. Just make sure you put the cork back in the same way that it came out originally. You'll be tempted to put it in backward because the cork will probably be thinner on that side, but remember, that other side of the cork was exposed to outside elements like germs and dirt and bugs and I don't know what. So try to put it in the same way it came out. If you can't get the cork to fit, you could put saran wrap over the top and maybe a rubber band. Maybe you could use Silly Putty or bubble gum, although I've never tried it myself. It might work. Just try somehow to keep the air out. Now, this is where you say, hey, Joe, I have a really decorative wine stopper with a beautiful glass flamingo on top. Can I use that? Probably not. Most of those fancy decorative stoppers, even the ones with the cork or the rubber gasket, generally do not fit snugly enough to keep the air out. Yours might be different, but in my experience, those things don't work out too well. They're just for show, not really for go. So I would really try to do something else. Ideally, again, try to use a screw cap. If not a screw cap, just force the cork back in one way or another. Now, what if you don't have a half bottle? In a pinch, use a glass vessel of any kind as long as it's been cleaned out and it has a tight-fitting cap or lid, and it's small enough to fit all or at least most of your leftover wine. For example, maybe a vinegar bottle, or a mason jar, or some other clean glass jar with an airtight lid, like a peanut butter jar. I know, it's a little weird and it's not as romantic as a bottle, but it'll do the job. I do confess to using, on occasion, an empty plastic water bottle. I did. And it worked out just fine. And I don't recommend it because something unhealthy like BPA could leach into the wine, but I do admit I did do that and it worked. Try to find, something similar, ideally glass, maybe even a small stainless steel coffee thermos. Hey, whatever it takes, just get the wine into something and away from the air. Now, what if you don't have a half bottle, you can't find another vessel, or you just don't feel like finding something else, you just want to leave it in the original bottle? Well, at the very least, put it in the refrigerator. Again, the cold constant temperature will keep it fresh for at least a day or two longer than if you left it out on the counter. Think about it. As I always say, wine is food. Would you leave leftover food out on the counter all night? Of course not. So treat wine similarly. Now, let's say you forgot to do all of these things, or the wine was left in the fridge for a week and it's not tasting quite as fresh as it did when you first opened it. Hey, use it for cooking. Personally, I do a lot of cooking and I use the old school cast iron and stainless steel pans, and I keep leftover wine right next to the stove so that it's ready for me to deglaze the pan after searing a steak or after frying some chicken or pork chops. Or when I'm sautéing onions and vegetables, I'll use white, red, pink, sometimes mix them all together. Especially when cooking a meat like pork chops or chicken or something like that. Once I take the meat out of the pan, I'll deglaze with the wine and it makes a really tasty, relatively low-fat pan sauce. Now, if you want to add a pat of butter or some olive oil, be my guest, but you don't really need it. You just cook the wine down until it's thick like syrup. It'll take a few minutes and you might want to turn up the heat a little bit to speed up the process, but it's pretty tasty and it can add a nice dramatic streak of color to a dish. Now, you can also use leftover wine for braising or for adding to sauces or stews. I suggest that you be careful not to add too much to a sauce, such as like a tomato sauce, because the acidity could be a little overwhelming. Tomatoes have a lot of acid, wine can have a lot of acid, so just be careful there. Another fun thing to do is add leftover wine to your pasta water and make drunken spaghetti. The pasta will actually turn a shade of pink, which, it could be fun. It could make a meal a little more romantic, maybe for Valentine's Day. Similarly, you can use leftover wine for making risotto. And again, if you use red wine, the risotto will turn a nice pink or even a red color, and it'll taste great. It adds a nice rich flavor. Also similar to cooking, but not quite, a traditional Italian thing to do is to fill a mason jar with pears that were poached in wine. It's not my thing, but you can search it on the internet and figure out how to do that. If it's wintertime, you can use your leftover wine to make mulled wine. We have a great recipe on Wine 365. There's a link in the show notes. And if it's summertime, I don't need to tell you about sangria. Now, beyond using leftover wine for cooking, You can, of course, save it for homemade vinegar. And I know a lot of people who do that. They tell me it's great. Personally, I'm happy to spend a few dollars at the store for very decent vinegar. But if you're a do-it-yourself person and that kind of thing is up your alley, have at it. Let me know how it goes. Now, surely there are other things we can do with leftover wine. If you have some ideas, please send them to me, joe@insidewinepodcast.com, or leave me a message at 917-727-9242. These contacts are also in the show notes. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope it helps you feel a little more comfortable about not finishing a bottle of wine, especially when it's the responsible thing to do. Look, you'll feel better that day for making the right decision, and the next day, because you'll get to enjoy that wine again. Thanks so much for listening. I'll be back again in about 2 weeks. In the meantime, visit wine365.com for more wine tips and education. You can also look for the Wine365 app in the Apple Store and also in the Google Play Store. In the meantime, remember, wine is food. It comes from a place. Enjoy it responsibly.